The girl would speak of the boy as he's my fella, you know. I don't really know. I can't remember the term that the boy would use for the girl other than that she's my girl, if they were beginning to notice each other in particular. But there was no going steady unless there was an engagement, or an engagement announced pretty soon after. It was so shocking to me to find the young girls now that went out for the boy twice and they were going steady. And then 2 months later, they're going steady with somebody else. You know, it was meant different things altogether in the generations. Mm-hmm. And then in marriage, now, during this time, because I was 29 when I married, and I was living in Rhode Island. But in the younger people who married during the Depression era, I was old enough to, I just didn't, I didn't. Weddings were only for the very rich. I mean, church weddings are big weddings. Often a couple would, and this was true during my mother's age, and I might say here, so it would be knowing what era, my mother's 85. During her time and then during the time that I was of marriageable age, because others were married, you just drove over to a justice of the peace and he came out to the car, or came out to the buggy in my mother's case, and said the words that tied the knot, and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody go with you? What were they called?
They were witnesses.
Witnesses.
Uh-huh. And you would have to have two witnesses. He would probably call his wife out or somebody.
Would, in a more formal wedding, would you have other terms for the people who stood up with you?
The best man and the maid of honor was all still there. And all bridesmaids and ring bearers.
Did you
and
ever hear of waiters or grooms?
No.
Curious. So both men, in some places, both men and women might be called waiters.
No, I've never heard that used. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But there's always in these very informal weddings, they would always have someone to stand up with them, which would be serving a person. A person is the best man or best girl. But they would say, Mary and John stood up with us. But it was in this informal type thing.
You mentioned the sparking, which is not the same, wouldn't be the same as, that just meant courtship.
Yes.
In general term.
Uh-huh.
How about kissing? Did you have any kind of...
No, I don't think there was any special term for that other than kissing,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And,
I can remember a very funny thing. My baby sister was... they'd graduate to the school buses, go to school, and she was about 10 years old. And a little boy on the bus tried to kiss her, and they got off the school bus, got to fall all the way downhill to our house because he had tried to kiss her.
How about an expression about a group of people at a party who might misbehave? Might have the reputation of being, you know, a little bit, your mother might say, I don't want you
associating with that scalawag.
Uh-huh. How about a whole group?
A group of hoodlums.
Mm-hmm. What would the whole bunch, what would that mean? You said the whole bunch.
Whole bunch is nothing but a bunch of... Well, scalawags,
mm-hmm.
Hoodlums, me and lowest.
Would bunch in that sense be negative or positive?